Bhagavad Gita, as it is, 7th chapter, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 27, 1973, in Calcutta, India.
We are reciting from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. The yoga system is called attachment for Krishna, a Krishna yoga. Yoga means connecting, link. And if we always keep ourselves connecting, link, with Krishna, then he becomes the topmost yogi. There are many kinds of yogis. Generally, the yogi, they think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always within the heart. Dhyana vastita tadgatina manasa pashyanti jan yogi. This is the yogi's business. Yogi's business does not mean simply have some gymnastics or body exercise and keep the body fit for fencing jhana. That is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means connecting. We are now disconnected. Or it is not disconnected, we have now forgotten our intimate relationship with God. We cannot be disconnected, that is not possible. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. There cannot be disconnection. That's like father and son. The son may go out of home, forget his father and mother for many years. But the connection between the son and the father and the mother is never disconnected. That is not possible. As soon as the son comes home, although the son was absent for many, many years, the father receives him, the mother receives him with affection. And immediately, the paternal relationship, affection, immediately starts. This is our position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. When I speak Krishna, means God. You know all, it is not very difficult for Indians. So, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, there cannot be disconnection. Therefore, it is a stage of forgetfulness. Instead of loving Krishna, we have expanded our love for so many things. Somebody is loving his body, somebody is loving his family, somebody loving his society, community, nation, or the human society. We are trying to. We must love. There is no escape. I must love somebody. Because the propensity is there. So, the original love is for Krishna. But because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore, our love is distributed in so many ways. But we are frustrated. We are not happy, neither the person whom we love, or the country whom we love, or the society which I love, they are also not happy. Because everything is misplaced. everything is misplaced. That's why if you water on the top of the tree, or every leaf, every branch, every twig, you cannot keep the tree very fresh. But if you water on the root of the tree, it keeps fresh, all of it. Yathātadarmūlani setanena kripanti tastanda bhujopu sākha pranopahārātya jathendriyāna tathā sarvāhanam acutavajyā. This is from Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, instruction given by Nārada to Prasetasas. Those who have read Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, they know how he has explained. So, this example is very nice. Yathā taral mūla nishetane. If you water on the root of the tree, automatically the trunk, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, fruits, everything is refreshed. Another example is also there in the next line. Pranopaharacha jatendriyanam. As by supplying food to the stomach, all the indriyas, all the senses become refreshed, energetic. Similarly, acutavajyā, by loving Krishna, acuta, acuta is another name of Krishna. Sinaya rubhaya madhe rata sthapayame acuta. Krishna is addressed as acuta. So, acutavajyā, by worshipping Krishna, by satisfying Krishna, you can satisfy anyone. This is the problem. So here this process is explained by Krishna himself. The Shastra says this is the process. But still Krishna is explaining himself the process. The process is mayāsaktamana. One has to increase his attachment for Krishna. We have got attachment for so many things. We have to divert the attachment towards Krishna. Mayāsaktamana prāt. Yogam. This is the yoga. Jinyam. One has to perform, execute. Mala-kraya, this yoga can be executed when we take shelter of Krishna, mala-kraya. Mala-kraya means either you take shelter of Krishna or one who has taken shelter of Krishna, mala-kraya. In two ways you can take it, the meaning, mala-kraya. One who does not know except Krishna, he is also Madhatma. And one who has taken shelter of Krishna, that is also Madhatma. So one has to become a devotee or to take shelter of a pure devotee. To practice the yoga. Adu Gurbhasram, that is our fashion, that is our system, that is the basic system. The basic system is tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva avirachet samipani shrutyam brahmanishtam. So to practice this yoga, any yoga, you have to take shelter of somebody who knows how to practice this yoga, madhat. Then the result will be asaṁsaṁ samagraṁ māvajathā gāyaśyasi tatshinu. Then without any doubt and in complete awareness, you will understand the process. and in complete awareness of Krishna, your life is successful. Simply, if you know Krishna, if you try to understand Krishna, and fortunately, if you know Krishna, then your life is successful. What is the success of life? The success of life is that we are wandering throughout the universe. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. We are transmigrating from different bodies. Jalajanam lakhani sthavara lakhavinsati kirmayo rudra samkhata. So in Padma Purana, the gradual process of evolution is there. This evolution theory put forwarded by Darwin, that is nonsense. Because the Darwin theory is evolution of this body. In one sense it is, but it is incomplete. Actually, we are getting different types of bodies according to our association with the different modes of material nature. This material nature is being contracted by three modes, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, those who are in the modes of material nature, in the modes of goodness, their body is different. Just like Brahman. Simply getting the body of Brahmana is not sufficient. One has to learn how to become Brahman. Satta sama dama tikha. But there is opportunity. If one is born in a Brahmana family, he has got the opportunity to develop the Brahmana quality. Similarly, if one is born in the family of a Kshatriya, he gets the opportunity of Kshatriya spirit. Similarly, Vaishya, Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivas. But the quality and actual action, just like a boy is born of a medical practitioner, he has got greater chance of becoming a medical student, medical practitioner. But simply by getting birth as a son of medical practitioner is not sufficient. He has to take education. So, Chaturvarna Maya system guna karma vibhava. So, Krishna does not say by birth, by acquiring the quality, an action. One must have the Brahminical quality and act as a Brahman. Then he will be accepted as Brahman. So, we are migrating according to our karma, different forms of life. The reason is, karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmadun. Guna-sangha. As you are associating with the gunas, with the material quality. So, one has to increase his attachment for Krishna by becoming nirguna. Everything is going on under the modes of material nature. Traigunna visayaveda nistraigunna bhavarji. That is the instruction. One has to become above the transcendental to this guna. And what is that process? The process is a modashraya when you take shelter of Krishna. Or you take shelter of Krishna's pure devotee. Then you become transcendental. Sagunan samatitta itam brahma bhuyayakalpa. Who? Panchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasi. So madashraya means Krishna Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. If you want to learn Krishna, if you want to know Krishna, then you have to take this process. Maya Saptamana Prapta Yogam. And if you practice this yoga, Krishna Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, then you become the topmost of all yogis. That is also stated in the Sankhya Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yoginamati sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavam bhajate yoma samejuttatamo. So you have to keep all as Krishna within your heart. Krishna is always within your heart. Ishvara sarva bhutana nidyeshyati. He is already there. Simply you have to qualify yourself to see that Krishna is here. That is called Krishna Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. So there are many instances. Premanyana charita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilopayanti yam shyamasundaram achinta gunasvarupam govindam adipurushottamaham bhujam. Those who have developed this maya saptamana means to develop your love for Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, prema pumartha maha. Generally people are attached to four principles of salvation: dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But actually, you have to go beyond moksha. Beyond moksha means brahma jnana, aham brahmasmi. I am not this body, I am spirit, so brahma. Krishna is para brahma, and we are all Brahman, part and parcel of Krishna. We are not Parabrahma. That is not possible. Parabrahma is Krishna, as we find in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma paramadhama pavitram paramam bhavam. Krishna is addressed as Parabrahma. Arjuna is never addressed as Parabrahma. That is the difference between Krishna and the lineage. He is para. He is parameshara. Ishara parama ishara. Ishara parama Krishna. There are two words. Atma, paramatma. Ishara parameshara. So, Krishna is para. Brahma, para Brahma. So, people are after realization of Brahma, Brahma realization. Brahma realization is not very difficult for an intelligent man, because one can understand that he is Brahma, he is not this body. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinasmi yatha dehe kaumara jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is the proprietor of the body. Idam shariram ketram iti avidhiyate. This body is khetra, is filled of activity according to our karma. But the proprietor of the body, the soul, he is Brahma. His spirit soul. Na hannate hannamane sarire. That Brahma, that spirit soul, is never annihilated after the destruction of this body. Nitya sasatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. So we have to understand this fact. This is the business of human life. Athata Brahma vijnata. Everyone should be inquisitive to learn about Brahma, the spirit soul. Not like animals. The animals, they have got no inquiry about Brahma. They simply eat, sleep, become offspring and in due course of time die. That is not the business of human being. The business of human being is different. That is advised by Prahlad Maharaj. Komaro acharit prakto dharman bhagavatanika dullabam manasam janma tadaki adhurvam arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj recommends komaro acharit prakto dharma. Children, komaro means from 5th year to the 15th year. This 10 year, the boys and girls, especially boys, they should be instructed about religion. Now our government is secular. There is no question of teaching the children about religion, dharma. Because dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If you don't teach your children from the beginning of life about religion, then you are creating so many animals. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Not only here, everywhere, the whole world. Their universities are producing some animals, that's all. Therefore, there is so much chaos and confusion all over the world. Varnashanka. So if you want to be happy here, if you want to make your life successful, human life, then you have to take this principle of maya saptamana. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sectarian religion. It is a fact. Unless the human society takes to this principle of increasing their attachment to our God, at last we increase our attachment for dogs and cats. The attachment is there. Now this attachment has to be employed on Krishna. That yoga system, Krishna yoga system, he is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, Maya Saptamana Prato Yoga Jinjan Madat. Asamsayam Samagrahma. Asamsayam, without any doubt, in any other process, he cannot understand what is God in full sense. That is not possible. By speculating process, there are so many speculators. Theosophists, theologists, philosophers, Mayavadi. They are speculating about God. By speculative process, you cannot understand God. That is not possible. Manthas, it is stated in the Brahma Sangha. Manthas koti satavasta sampranamya bayo rathapi manasu munipungamana. Sapastija pravadasena avitintata. If you want to know Krishna or God by the speculative process, not only for 1 year, 3 years, panthasu koti satavasta sampradam bayorath, not mental speculation, but on the aeroplane, running on the speed of vayu, or air, or mind, the speed of mind is seen by traversing many crores of years, he cannot reach. Still it remains omniscient, inconceivable. But if you take to the process of this Krishna Yoga, or Bhakti Yoga, then you can become aware of Krishna very easily. Vatyana Bhujyanati Javana Jachyami Tottam. To understand Krishna superficially, that is not sufficient. That is also good. But you must have Tottam. What is Krishna actually? That knowledge can be achieved. Bhaktya by this Krishna Guru. Otherwise, manusanam sahasesu kasvid jagati siddhaya jagatamati siddhyana kasvid beti maata. There are so many human beings all over the world. Mostly they are like animals, without culture, because according to our Vedic culture, unless one takes to the institution of Varna Nasa, he is not a human being. He is not accepted. So, therefore Krishna says, Manusalam Sahasri, who is accepting this Varna Nasa? No. Chaotic condition. So, in that chaotic condition, you cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Manusalam Sahasri. Out of many, many thousands and millions of people, one takes to the scientific institute of Varnasam. That means followers of the Vedas, strictly. Out of these persons who are following the Vedic principles, mostly they are attached to karmakanda, ritualistic ceremonies. So out of many millions of persons engaged in ritualistic ceremony, one becomes advanced in knowledge. They are called jnani or speculative philosophers. Not kurmi, but jnani. So out of many millions of such jnani, one becomes mukta, liberated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Na sochati, na kaamsati. This is liberated state. One who is Brahma-realized soul, he has nothing to lament or nothing to hanker. Because in the karmic state, we have got two diseases, hankering and lament. Whatever you have got, if it is lost, then I lament, oh, I got this and that, and it is now lost. And whatever you do not possess, we hanker up. So, for possessing, we hanker, we work so hard. And when it is lost, we again lament and cry. This is karmic state. So, Brahma Buddha says, the jnana state means he has no more lamenting or hankering. Prasannatma. Oh, I am Aung Brahmasmi. What I have got to do with this body? My business is to cultivate transcendental knowledge, Brahma-jnana. So, in that state, Brahma-bhuta-prasannātmāna-sotati-nakāma, samastharvesu-bhūtesu. That is the test. He has no lamenting. He has no hankering. And he is equal to everyone. Pandita-samadarsha, vidyā-vinaya-sampanni, brāhmani-gavi-hastyani, suniti-sapā. Pandita Savadas. He has no distinction. So, in this way, when one is situated, then Madhvasti Lavate Param, then he comes to the devotional platform. And when he comes to the devotional platform, Vaptya Mama Vijagati, Javana Jaschami Tattva, then he is able. So, the Krishna Yoga is the only process to understand God or Krishna. In the Bhagavad also it is said, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. One can become jolly by practice of this bhagavad bhakti yoga. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata. Krishna tattva jnana jayate. Mukta sangasta jaya. Unless you are liberated, you cannot understand what is God. In the non-liberated condition, you cannot understand what is God and what is Krishna. And if you engage yourself in the bhakti marga, savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam, archanam bandhanam dasyam sakhama vidadi bhakti prasad. Savana, the first business is here. Tad vijyanartham. Vijyanartham, if you want to know some science, you must hear from the authorized person. Similarly, our process is to hear from Krishna, the most authorized person. Not only our, all the acharyas, mostly acharyas, they are adventists in your country, South India. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, all of them. So, in your country, in your part of India, they are very fortunate. And because sometimes it is described, the Srimad Bhagavatam is South Indian literature. I think that in my Bhagavad Gita, one professor, Jama, he has given an introduction of this Bhagavad Gita. And he has mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam as South Indian literature. But actually it is not. It is Vedic literature, it is meant for everyone. But because from South India all the acharyas, especially Vaishnava acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they distributed the Vaishnava philosophy. People, they understand that Srimad Bhagavatam is from South India. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So our this preaching of Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is meant for everyone. Krishna is for everyone. Sarvajonishu kaunteya, sammavanti mutta. Sarvajonishu, not only he is for human beings, but he is for every living entity. Sarvajonishu. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Trees, birds, bees, aquatic, human beings, so many. They are all Krishna claims. Aham vida pudapita. The material nature is the mala of all these forms. And I am the bee, seed-giving father. So Krishna is not only for Indians, or for the Hindus, or for the Brahmins, not like, or for the Shudras, no. Krishna is for everyone. That is, therefore, because Krishna is for everyone, therefore, these Americans, the Europeans, Canadians, Africans, they're taking to Krishna. The same thing as I began. Because our relationship is father and son. How it can be disconnected? One might have forgotten. But as soon as the forgetfulness is removed, immediately understand, one Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We are trying to give home the dormant Krishna's love in every human being. And this is the duty of the Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribed this duty. Haram humite manusya janma haila ja. Janma sathatari karo parobaka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within these 500 years, he inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, Krishna consciousness movement from Bengal, you know. So his order is, it is not that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advertised himself in Bengal, he requested the Bengali. No. He said, especially to the Indians, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja. Anyone who has taken birth on the land of Bharatvarsha as human being, he should make his life perfect and distribute the knowledge to the others who are in ignorance. Because transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, that is only in India, that is a fact, that is nowhere else. Even one Chinese educationist, he has admitted that if we want to know what is religion, then you have to approach India. That is not a problem. If you want to know Krishna, the Supreme Lord, here is Bhagavad Gita, as it is, try to understand, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.